time for our Tribe Talk and Tickets, courtesy of Dale's Market and Deli on Cleveland Street in Elyria. We always talk every Monday to Bob DiBiasio. Little highlights from this weekend include this one.
The next delivery. Swung out and blasted to deep left. Away, back and gone. Jose Ramirez with a two-out, three-run home run to left. And the Indians have scored five here on this Mother's Day in the second inning. A bullet off the bat of Jose Ramirez. He now has 12 home runs and 27 RBIs. And the Indians get that critical two-out hit.
There you go, 12 home runs for Jose Ramirez. Also, Frankie Lindor with 12 runs. And according to this note from the Indians, it says here that they have they are the fastest duo in franchise history to reach 12 home runs, Frankie Lindor and Francisco Lindor, since Manny Ramirez and Craig. Who do you think would be the other guy when Manny Ramirez 12 home
Jim
run?
Tomey?
No, Paul Sorrento. How's that from a name from the past?
How about that?
Bob, really? That's kind of one of those, you know, sometimes always think about that. But Paul Sorrento did hit a lot of home runs when he was here for us for the short time back in the 90s. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, boys. When we get Jose Ramirez, Frankie Lindor, and Michael Brantley rolling, then our offense obviously takes off. Those two little guys on the left side of the infield, they're something special to watch. Terry talked about it after the game yesterday afternoon, how they just put a charge in a baseball. Again, they're not really big guys, but they know how to hit. Mr. Ramirez hitting 300 in the month of May with five homers already, 11 ribbies. Frankie's on a 14-game hitting streak, his career longest, and it's the longest active streak in the big leagues today. When those guys get rolling, then our offense kicks it in gear.
And when our pitchers just keep on rolling, it makes it a little easier. And Corey Kluber getting a lot of run support yesterday, unlike some days in the past.
Well, Corey Kluber, what a remarkable pitcher, consistent, efficient. An example is that he's the first pitcher in the American League to reach six wins, and he has now gone 21 starts where he's allowed three or fewer runs, and that dates back to last August. But you have to go back in the record books all the way back to 1965 to find a pitcher who's had 21 straight starts giving up three or fewer runs, and that's Sonny Siebert back in 1965. So anytime Corey Kluber takes the mound, our interns are scurrying to the record book because he's just putting himself in a position. He's already one of the elite pitchers in our franchise history, but he's climbing the ladder on all the different categories, and he's a joy to watch.
Yeah. Nice seeing Michael Brantley being productive these days, too, I think.
Yeah, he's, one of the top hitters in the league. I think he's second or third in the American League in batting average. I think he's hitting over 330. Again, he is fifth or something in all of Major League Baseball. But he's just such a clutch performer. And again, when the top of the order gets rolling, this offense does what it needs to do. But we also have Yan Gomes. He missed. If he would have hit a triple yesterday, he would have had the cycle. 4 for 5, great day yesterday. He's been catching fire offensively as well. So we're getting there. We had struggled offensively earlier in the year, but it looks like we're rounding into form.
Bob, tonight we open a series with the Tigers. What can we expect from Detroit?
Well, they're struggling a little bit. This is a series we should win. The beginning of a 10-day, 8-game, 3-city road trip that takes us to Detroit, Houston, and the Chicago Cubs before we come back at the end of the month for a seven-game homestand that includes back-to-back fireworks shows on the 25th and 26th. So Tigers are a team right now that we should dominate. We have Mr. Carlos Carrasco, who's 5-1 on the mound. You know, this is a game in a series that we should definitely win.
Yeah, hey, we're one game over 500 leading our division. We just have to keep adding to those wins and start pulling away from the crowd, I think.
Yeah, just win series. Just start winning the two out of threes. And, you know, especially when we play our division rivals. We play the Houston Astros, one of the top teams in all of baseball right now. Their pitching is on fire. We play the Astros seven times this month, and so that's going to be very interesting. Three on this road trip, and then four when we get home, as I mentioned, at the end of the month. So that will be interesting to keep an eye on as well.
Absolutely, Bob. We will talk again next Monday. Thanks for your time today.
You got it, boys. Have a great week. Go Tribe.
Go Tribe. Bob DiBiase of the Indians joining us as he does every Monday for our Tribe Talk and Tickets, courtesy of Dale's Market and Deli on Cleveland Street in Elyria. And he mentioned the series against Houston. We do have a pair of tickets to see the Houston Astros on the 24th against the Indians. If you're caller number two at 322-0930, 322-0930, caller two picks up the two tickets for the Astros and Indians, courtesy of Dale's Market and Deli.